Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something remarkable has happened, Lee, and it's such a busy news day. Normally, I don't want to pause it to run it down, but this is so important that people see this. It gives everyone hope. You by now, you've probably heard, and I know you reported yesterday, Lee, on the show, NBC's shameless lie.
Yeah.
Horrific lie, and it's so sad. They ran with this picture of this five-year-old girl who is the daughter of an illegal immigrant, standing by an ICE agent. He's towering over her. And the story by NBC News was that they had seized, basically kidnapped, the five-year-old child to use her as bait to pressure her illegal alien father into surrendering. This is in Massachusetts. They ran this round and round. This is round and round the clock. This is their big scoop. This was on Tuesday that they published this. And I saw it trend on X very briefly. That they had grabbed her, they were using her as bait, her poor father, all of this on and on and on and on. Well, we found out within 2 days that ICE not only didn't do that, that the guy, the illegal, Edwards Mejia, sped and ran from ICE with the child in his car, not obviously caring if he endangered her, then eventually pulled over and abandoned her and the car and took off running while giving officials the double middle finger. So when you see the agent, he's a big guy, towering over the little girl, she's sitting there outside the car, she's waiting. What he's actually doing is not using her as bait. He's calling local police and social services to report the abandonment of the child.
Who had just been in a vehicle that her father was speeding away from authorities in.
Yes, with no regard for her life. They never used her as bait.
No.
Now,
nope.
That's disgusting. That's the kind of thing that sends shooters to ICE facilities. Those are the kind of lies. And they know that.
Yes.
They know that. And by the way, the criminal illegal alien in question, NBC somehow didn't get around to reporting this part.
Funny how that happens.
Was being targeted because he is one of the 900,000 that Trump has vowed to get first. Remember, Joe Biden benched ICE so they couldn't get him, so we developed a backlog. These are people who have either deportation orders from a judge, criminal records, or both. That is why the father is a priority. He has previous arrests for domestic abuse. No surprise there, given how he conducted himself. Strangulation, vandalizing property, and now abandoning his child. Things that kind of would have made the story a little different, but NBC didn't get around to reporting those.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. This is why I'm blowing a segment on this today. And I don't really have a segment to blow today because there's so much news.
Well, this is important, though. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Yeah. What's important is the time here. Because do you remember the lie? The disgusting lie and smear against the border agents that they were whipping illegals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that well.
Yes. And then it would take almost a year for us to find out that was totally fake. When you look at the picture of the agent whipping illegals and you change it from a different angle, you could see that actually he was using
the reins on the horse to direct the horse to stop the people from escaping. He was not hitting them.
And you can see that from looking at the photo from another angle.
Yes.
But the federal government took those agents off duty, smeared them in front of the entire country. It took a year, more than a year.
During the Biden administration.
Yes, for us to find out the truth. What was the difference? Elon must have known Twitter yet. Over a year, they were able to demonize ICE that way, running that picture over and 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 over. Our media began to report just months into it that it wasn't true because we had begun to talk to the agents. There were leaks, everything, right? But the mainstream media still kept a wall up, and we still had censorship by Jack Dorsey at Twitter. So my point is, a hoax like that lasted over a year in the old regime before true free speech, which we never had till now in America. Never before, because the media always had a lock on the news, and then we had social media, and then they had a lock on that. The censors did. We didn't know it, but they did. There's no lock anymore. This didn't last a year. This lasted 2 days. And not only did it last 2 days, there's a happy end of the story. Because, Lee, I assure you, this would have never happened before. They were so, NBC was so humiliated and destroyed on social media from Facebook to X, they had to issue, are you ready for this? A retraction. Mm. They had to issue a retraction. What does this mean? They can't keep a hoax going for a week now. They can spin their, they can spew their rhetoric all they want. Nazi, Nazi, Gestapo, Nazi, Nazi. You can do that as long as you want. But they can't keep a hoax going. And without hoaxes, Lee, I don't know where they're going to be. And that's why I would say today is we're watching James Comey, thankfully indicted. I hope they break him financially. Broke Trump financially. Hope they break him. It's the least we could do. Because of what he put this country through and what he put Russia through and taking us to the brink of war like he has today. With literally Lavrov saying, hey, we declare we are at war with Europe and Russia. Yeah, Comey did that. That's where it started. Comey and Hillary. That's why Russia fights like it does. Because of what we accuse them of and the fact we destroyed their economy through sanctions. Sanctions put on them almost unanimously by Congress in retaliation for cyber attacks that it turns out were actually came from Hillary's campaign and a contractor, and for interference in our election, which again, Hillary Clinton. We destroyed their economy for that. Why? Because we didn't have a fair media environment. We didn't have free speech. We didn't have a real debate. So you can keep a hoax going for years. Lee, I bet you right now, if they tried to pull a Russia collusion style hoax again or some the equivalent of it, they ain't getting 2 months down that road.
No.
Not with us.
Maybe not 2 weeks.
I don't know that they'd make it 2 weeks before it's torn to pieces. In what? Free debate. Yeah, free debate gets a little nasty sometimes. That's okay. And this, Lee, this is why I so viscerally responded to Pam Bondi saying that they're going to prosecute hate speech.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to do the show if you prosecute hate speech?
Right. Yeah.
I need to be able to find the hate speech easily indexable and searchable on X where all the audio is now. I got to find them. I got to play it. How will anybody know who they are if we can't play the hate speech? How will we destroy and take down their hoaxes if we can't play all of it because they're afraid to speak? We don't want them afraid to speak. We want lots of speech by the left. Why? Because NBC was just humiliated. They would have run with this for weeks, Lee.
Well, it's one thing if a late night comedian makes a completely false statement about a significant political event that involved the assassination of a private citizen. But it's another thing when a television network news organization deliberately misrepresents a story to besmirch a federal agency. I mean, this was a deliberate action. These people have got such blinders on about the situation with ICE and illegal immigration in this country right now that they go out of their way to not investigate a story and to misrepresent it.
It's a live omission. And they did this for many years. They have half the country thinking it lived through an attempted coup by Vladimir Putin, who controlled Donald Trump and is Hitlerian, and now they're living in a Gestapo era. They have half this country terrified. But their power is, I see it every day, it's waning. Without the lie, what do they have? That's what this whole Comey indictment's about. It's about the lie. Think about this one thing, I'll leave you with this. As you watch this Comey thing, it get real confusing. There's a whole bunch of machinations to it, whatever. But James Comey knew by September of 2016 that Hillary Clinton had come up with the entire Russia collusion hoax and that it was fake because the CIA told him. September of 2016, before the election. Think of all those years of media coverage, hearings, him going on the news, him going before Congress, acting like it was real, acting like their investigation was real, acting like they needed to get to the bottom of it, knowing the whole time it was a lie. Watching Congress, Lee, watching Barack Obama put tanks and troops on the Russian border, and then we didn't know this till the New York Times reported it last year, then following that up with opening six CIA bases on the Russian border in retaliation, and almost unanimous sanctions put in 2017 on Russia for the cyber attacks and the hacking. That we now know, we found out, just in the last 3 months with the documents coming out, those were contractors paid by Hillary who did the hacking. That wasn't even Russia. We destroyed their economy with those sanctions. Destroyed it in 2017, near unanimous vote of the Senate and the House, and Trump signed it. He had to. He would have looked like the Russian stooge they said he would. And you want to know, why won't Russia come to the table? Why won't they trust Trump? Why won't they trust us? Why? James Comey. So the last 48 hours, Russia, I don't know if anybody's noticed, has declared war on Europe, on the EU and NATO. NATO's us. This is where we've gotten to because of the monstrous lie that James Comey and Hillary Clinton told. A lie they nurtured like it was a child. Like just fed it. Went on CNN. Same thing with John Brennan. So what has to die is the hoax. And you know what dies? You know how the hoax dies? It dies from lack of oxygen in a free speech environment. It does. Speaking of free speech environment, got one more big thing I got to do next. The British people. Oh, those poor people. Those poor people. What just happened to them? The absolute speech crackdown overnight in the way they're going to live now as slaves. Did you see what happened in the UK?
No.
I'll tell you. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The story I'm about to tell you out of the UK would be happening here if Her Highness had won. May happen here still, should we lose control of the presidency again. I feel so bad for the people of the UK. But this is our future. They're living through the dystopian nightmare that Nikki Haley proposed within hours of meeting with Larry Fink. She went to breakfast with him, head of the World Economic Forum. She came out as if she'd been hypnotized, giving multiple interviews about how everyone would now need, if she won, she thought everyone would love this, everyone would now need a digital ID to go online. And they'd have to use their own name. They couldn't hide anymore behind anonymity, even though she doesn't use her own name online. Her name's Nahindra, not Nikki. She completely missed the irony of that. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard proposed, but she was just running her mouth. She didn't know she's not supposed to tell people about her plans. Said it was the first thing she'd do. Why do they need this? Because they need to directly tie you to your social media posts in order to raid your home, arrest you, do all that stuff. Did you see the headline in the UK Daily Mail? And the way they wrote it said everything yesterday. Headline, every adult in Britain will need a government-issued ID card, despite backlash at Starmer's plan for a dystopian nightmare. These people did not vote for this. No, remember, they voted the biggest block of votes in Parliament by the people was actually for the conservative populist movement. But what happened was all the other parties, including the socialists, Keir Starmer, got together and took over Parliament. Every working adult in Britain will need a government-issued digital ID card under a dystopian plan set to be announced by Sir Keir Starmer. This came out yesterday. I'm going to tell you why it came out yesterday. This is very important. Listen to what living like this will be like. Under this scheme, they write, anyone starting a new job, renting a property, buying a property, would be required to first show their digital ID on an app so it can be automatically checked against a, say it with me, centralized national database. Wow. So shut out of the system. Can't buy a car, can't rent a house, can't buy a house, can't get a job. Not gotta show the digital ID. Why was this just suddenly announced? What might have triggered that? These people, folks, I mean, at this point, you're a slave. You might as well live in the Soviet Union. You know, I mean, the only difference is nobody's disappearing in the middle of the night yet. Yet. They're up to over 3,000 raids just for social media posts. They just 2 months ago launched a national police squad to kick people's doors in for saying politically incorrect things, particularly if they're telling the truth about the invasion of illegal immigrant migrants in their countries. This is our future. There is one man standing in the way, and that is Donald Trump. The wolf is right at the door. Let me tell you why this concerns us in the UK, because there's a very real reason why it does. Why the timing of this announcement? Why announce this yesterday? What precipitated this? Google changed sides. Google came out this week and announced and admitted Joe Biden made us censor for him. Among other admissions, here I got the sheet. Joe Biden made us censor for him. They pressured Google to censor Americans and remove content that did not violate YouTube's policy. The Biden administration's censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong, they say. But it's the last point. They disclose that Europe's censorship laws target American companies and Americans and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. And they say they're not going to go along with it. That's new for Google. That's new. Remember when Elon Musk announced that Google had agreed to censor for the EU and for the UK? That he was the only one that hadn't taken that deal that said, no, I'm not censoring for you. They'd come to him behind the scenes and said, hey, we'll keep this on the down low. Just go ahead and censor for us. We won't tell anyone if you won't. And he said, no, go to hell. And Google, YouTube, they agreed to the deal. So look at the timing. 3 days ago now, Google comes out and admits two things. Number one, we've been censoring. And number two, we are not censoring for Europe. We're not going to do it. So they have joined sides with Facebook and Elon Musk. What does that mean? Well, it means the government of Keir Starmer, the socialists in the UK, were relying on Google/YouTube to turn over people saying true things the government doesn't like so they could raid their homes. Over 3,000 times that's happened for free speech violations. They were relying on YouTube and Google to do that. They don't have that anymore. That's what they learned when they saw this announcement. So what do they need? They need digital ID to tie you to your posts so they can raid your home. That's why. This is being couched in emergency terms. We're not saying why it's an emergency. That's why. That's why. Folks, the Iron Curtain, if you were from my generation, you watched the USSR, you watched those poor people, you maybe prayed for them. We prayed for them in church every Sunday. They were, you know, pray for the people, pray for the poor repressed people, pray for the poor repressed Christians of the Soviet Union. They live behind the Iron Curtain. You're watching the Iron Curtain descend on Europe. Europe is saying, Kirsten, they're in a panic, the socialists. They can't survive a real debate. Just there. I mean, they're saying it's Democrats here. They're socialists too. They can't survive it. They won't survive it. They'll be party non grata. And so when they learned that Google, one, isn't censoring Americans for them, two, isn't censoring Brits for them, and three, is not going to go along with the Digital Services Act and the UK's anti-speech laws, they immediately went, we got to go right away to digital ID. They're in a panic. Because if YouTube's not turning these people in, and Google is not turning these people in, and Google, God forbid's not censoring real things in the UK, they're in a heap of trouble. They need ability to go after people who are saying those things. That's what digital ID's for. Do you notice the one piece that's missing here? This will be along in a few. They're just not going to tell you yet. You're going to need a digital ID to buy a house, to buy a car, to rent a home, and to get a job. You cannot function without one, right? And by the way, this has got to be immediate. It's got to be immediate. Oh, no, emergency. Right now. Oh, I bet. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to stop the free speech. People will actually be able to criticize them. As soon as this goes through, and I'm talking 5 seconds later, you're going to find out one other thing you're going to need that ID for. But you know, because Nikki Haley already told you. She's always had a big mouth. She let the cat out of the bag. There's one more thing you're not going to be able to do without that digital ID. Post online. Post online. Remember, Nikki said, first thing I'm going to do, digital ID. Can't post online without it. Yeah, that's the world plan. Yeah, we know. Where is that the law, folks? You know? China. It's the law in China.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to know what the difference is? Democrats, things they'll never experience. Do you remember when Biden's Department of Homeland Security chief unsecured and insecured the border? You remember when Congress learned that they had allowed over 200 known terrorists they'd caught at the border to go free in the country? And they flooded it. Little girls died brutally, raped, 12 years old. By illegal immigrants with monitoring bracelets on. Remember any of that? That was outrage. I mean, absolute outrage. Yeah. But Biden's Department of Homeland Security chief never had people at his house threatening his family. Didn't happen. Democrats don't know what that's like. It's never happened. And if it did, oh, it would never end. On and on and on, they'd go screaming and yelling about Gestapo or whatever. Anybody realize how Tom Homan's living right now? Well, he's not really living. Take a listen to what the left is doing to Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar. It started like this. Here we go.
Like I said many times, these elected officials or these non-government organizations, they can't cross the line either. I mean, we got people like, you know, Hakeem Jeffries saying he's going to dox ICE employees, you know, ICE agents out there with masks on. They're wearing masks to protect themselves and their families because they've been doxed, their families have been doxed, their life's been threatened, their families have been threatened. I know myself, I had over 1,000 protesters in my house. I expect that as the borders are, but these men and women are...
No, you shouldn't expect that. No, Democrats don't have to live that way. Well, he updated it on Laura Ingraham. You know what's going on now? They've threatened to kill his wife, his family. They show up repeatedly at his home. They terrorize his neighbors all night long. So Tom Homan, just to serve in the Trump administration, has had to move out of his home. There's a word for this. Hunted. They are hunted. As the left smiles and leers and pretends that they're not doing anything. They're just covering the Gestapo. That's all they're doing? No, not them. Folks, we've never seen this in America before. We never have. He's done nothing wrong except enforce federal law. But when you got this going on,
as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Folks getting snatched off the street by secret police who are wearing masks.
These people are terrorizing our communities.
Torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Overnight, Gavin Newsom's knockoff account, he tries to talk like Trump, or rather the two social media people he hired try to make him sound like Trump, just dubbed Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, as S.S. Miller. Miller, who is Jewish, likening to him to a member of the S.S. under Adolf Hitler. They're not stopping. You know what happened at his house 2 weeks ago now? Yeah, the protesters showed up there, too. They have spray painted on the front sidewalk, letting everyone know that he lives there. This is what they do now. This is how they roll. They have never experienced this even one time. And if they did, the outcry would be like nothing you've ever seen. The screaming, the yelling about the victimhood. All right. Speaking of victims, James Comey says he's innocent, which is laugh out loud funny. I thought I'd play this. There's two charges there, obstruction and perjury. I dealt with the obstruction in 6 o'clock hours. Very good hour. You should go back and listen to it. Stream it live on our site, 98.9 WRD. By the way, do you know you can do that? You can go back and stream it, too. If you missed the beginning of the show, you could do both. Again, find all our streams at 989WORD.com. James Comey was indicted. This is the perjury side of it, okay? Here is the lie that he told, very transparent lie that he told to Ted Cruz under oath.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the perjury part of it. And the real shame of it is we got to get him on perjury. The leaking is, this is classified data. Every leak is a felony. Unfortunately, that's beyond the wall of the statute of limitations. So it's just very frustrating. And a lot of folks don't understand it. And I get the text, why didn't they do this before? Because Trump had the election stolen from him, more than likely. I mean, we'll never know who won the swing stakes because of all of the fraudulent absentee ballot voting. We never can know who the president was, but Joe Biden was the guy with the auto pen in the White House. So that's why the statute of limitations ran out, and what's left is weak sauce. The real crimes are back in 2015, 2016. So our best shot here is actually the obstruction one, which has 10 years. We can begin to go back with that one. We'll see how it goes. It was a moment that'll live in infamy. This is something we so rarely see. Erica Kirk forgiving her husband's killer. Something, by the way, I don't even think I've done. And it was hard. And that's what moved people. It was really, really hard. Heartbreaking to listen to. And it took her a while. It took her a while to get through it. She couldn't immediately just spit it out. She had to pause because it hurt. It wasn't easy.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life. That man, that young man, I forgive him. I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
Wow. Still brings tears to my eyes. It's been over a week. The actor, Tim Allen, was moved by that too. Did you see what he tweeted? When Erica Kirk spoke the words on the man who killed her husband, that man, that young man, I forgive him. That moment deeply affected me, he said. I have struggled for over 60 years to forgive the man who killed my dad. I will say those words now as I type. I forgive the man who killed my father. Wow. Peace be with you all. What a great, in the midst of so much acrimony in this country and everybody tearing everybody else apart. What a great moment. And I don't even think we've begun to see the fallout in a good way from all of this. Texter writes, hey, Tira, when the assassin pulled the trigger, we heard the voice of the Prince of Darkness. When Mrs. Kirk forgave him, we heard the voice of the Prince of Peace. Wow. Texter writes, on another subject, the Comey story will go nowhere. You know what, y'all? You got to have a little hope, okay? Yeah, seriously, I'm reading the text line, and you know me. I mean, I'm a glass half empty kind of girl. I'm not an optimist. You know that listening to me for years. I'm the most optimistic I've ever been, which is a lot for me. I mean, I understand something. When you say the Comey story will go nowhere, look, let me tell you something. It's going to be very hard to convict him. This is Eastern Virginia. And that, folks, Politico reporting, the judge hearing the Comey case right now, Biden appointee. I don't even know if these charges are going to get tossed. Don't be surprised if they do. They had to move it to Eastern Virginia, and that's even a stretch because honestly, the real jurisdiction is Washington, D.C. It is. But D.C.'s gone, y'all. It's a post-American, post-constitutional Marxist territory. There's no justice there. Not for us. For them, there's no justice there. And for them, dismissal of charges. And when you look at Eastern Virginia, it's a little better than D.C., but it's heavily Democrat. I mean, the odds of getting a conviction, I'm going to tell you, they're very low. It doesn't matter what the details are. It doesn't matter. The best we can do with James Comey, probably, they're not going to find him innocent. What'll happen is one person won't vote to convict. But we could break him financially. We can drag him through the mud and make him experience everything he put Donald Trump through. And hopefully by doing that, not through vengeance, as Erica Kirk was talking about, we don't want vengeance and hatred, but to keep us safe from the next time the Democrats are in power, so they're agents of chaos that they'll reinstall in the FBI. Well, think for a moment, do I really want to be bankrupt and spend 2 years in court? That's why we're doing this. It's not vengeance. It's not lack of forgiveness. It's safety.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.